This is Janice Russell, host of People Power, profiling people and organizations making a positive difference in our community and our world. This is Janice Russell with East County Magazine and People Power, and I'm here with Nancy Hagen, the founder of Camp Onward, Kathy Gerstenberg, the director of Camp Onward, and Laura Preble, whose son attends Camp Onward. Nancy, could you give us a description of Camp Onward and why you started the camp?
Camp Onward is a camp that meets every other Saturday. It's geared towards teens, and it's a chance for teens that have social difficulties to get together and have fun, get outdoors, be around animals, and learn a lot of different life skills. The basic premise is that kids that have social skills need social areas to be able to grow in. And as the camp, we give them that place to make friends and hang out.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Now, when was the camp actually founded?
In March of 2012.
Very nice. And how have the results been of the camp?
They have actually been awesome. We keep the camp to about 6 students. And when we started in 2012, 4 of those students stayed with us from their freshman through their senior years of high school. And 3 of the 4 have gone on to college, one at Long Beach, one in Montana, and one at Grossmont College.
Oh, very cool. And this camp is geared towards people who have Asperger's syndrome, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and can you give us a definition of Asperger's syndrome?
Asperger's is actually a high-functioning autism. They've just recently changed the name so that we don't really use the term Asperger's any longer. But autism is a spectrum, covers a wide spectrum of kids that have disabilities where they don't even speak at all, to high-functioning autism where these kids are very verbal. However, the social pragmatics is the real difficulty. They have trouble making friends and keeping friends. They have trouble reading body language. They have trouble responding appropriately in situations. They're often the kid that others say, oh, he's the weird one, or she's the odd man out. However, they are delightful people, have a lot to offer, and simply need a chance to be in a place where they can be heard.
Oh, very interesting. And can you give us some more of your background and how you got involved with kids who have Asperger's syndrome with this camp?
I'm a retired now, but I'm a speech pathologist. I worked at Grossmont High School, and I worked in a program called the Academic Mastery Program that worked specifically with students in high school with high-functioning autism. Kathy Gerstenberg was one of the teachers, and we met there, and it didn't seem to matter how many social skills we were teaching the kids during the week. They didn't seem to carry them over for weekends, holidays, or during the summer. And I kept thinking, my gosh, somebody should be offering something to these kids, some place where they could hang out. There's a lot for small and young kids, but nothing for teens. And as I talked to my family about it, they all looked at me and said, well, why don't you start something? So in about 2011, we bought a 9-acre ranch out in Hamul, which is about 25 minutes away from downtown La Mesa. And we brought in horses, goats, sheep, dogs, cats, you name it. We seemed to have it out there. And then we brought in kids. And we started this camp that meets on every other Saturday for about 4 hours and invited all the kids.
Kathy, how can kids sign up for the camp if they're interested?
If the campers would like to come, they can come and try it out for a day to find out if they like it. And parents come with them. They have a program to fill out, and they can come. There's no limitations.
Wow, okay. And does the camp cost anything?
The camp is $100 a session per Saturday, or if they would like to do the 4 sessions, it's $360.
And how do you advertise this camp?
Well, we have open house. We have brochures that we send out to all the different schools, the high schools, and word of mouth,
Facebook page,
website, and like this, the radio program.
Which months or time of the year does the camp normally run?
The camp runs every other Saturday for 4 hours. It is closed August and September because it is so hot out there. Even through the holidays, every other Saturday, we are up and running.
Wow, very cool. And is there a website that people can go to for more information about the camp?
There is, and also a Facebook page. It's under Red Hawk Ranch, redhawkr@att.com. Or the best place to go so you can see all the pictures is Camp Onward Facebook page. It's two words.
And is there a phone number that people can call as well?
Definitely. The phone number is 619-202-6029.
Okay, great. And what activities are offered for the kids at this camp?
Many different activities. We have it broken into segments, like four different ones. There's cooking and woodworking, gardening, games, discussions and debates, obstacle courses, working with the animals, driving tractors, capture the flag, disc golf, and so much more.
Wow, that sounds a lot of fun. Now, do the same kids come back year after year that you see?
They have. As Nancy stated, we had four students who started as freshmen, went through the camp for 4 years, and actually at the last camp, one of the campers came back to visit for a day, and it was incredible the difference that I saw in him, because I volunteered when he first started, and over the 4 years, he is a different man.
Okay, nice. And Kathy, could you give us some more background about yourself and how you got involved with this camp?
I am a special education teacher and autism specialist. I have a master's of science, and I started at Grossmont High School working in the academic mastery program. That's how I met Nancy Hagen, and volunteered at Camp Onward and loved it. And it had been a passion of mine, and still is to this day, where a place where students with disabilities can go and feel accepted and thrive.
Okay, very nice. Now, Laura, how did you hear about the camp?
I know Kathy from work. We work together. And so she told me about it and was very excited about it, very enthusiastic. And she said, oh, your son should come to the camp. And my son, Noel, is 13, and he loves being outside. He loves building. But his biggest passion is really computers, which is really not unusual for kids with Asperger's. They really generally love computers. So getting him away from that was a huge thing for me. I wanted him to be outside and have some experience with other, you know, with people in real life, IRL, and working in nature, because I found that he's much more calm and relaxed when he has time in nature. And I think that's true of a lot of kids, and they don't have that opportunity.
Wow, that's so interesting. And how was the process of signing him up at first?
It's very, very easy. There's an enrollment packet that just asks for information that's basic, like you would do at any camp. That's pretty much it. It's not very complicated. And I think the fact that they invite parents and kids to come and check the camp out first really lessens the anxiety. Because another thing with kids with Asperger's is they're very normally resistant to new things and change. It makes them kind of nervous, I have found with my son. So the fact that we could go there and check it out, and I told him, you know, if you don't like it, you don't have to go. It's fine. That took away all the anxiety for him of a new thing. So the day that we went to check it out, you know, he was like, well, you know, I'm not going to want to go. I'm not going to like it. And I said, oh, it's fine. You know, we'll go and check it out. And so we did. And then, you know, he looked at all the things and walked around and looked at the animals. And then when we left, he said, well, you know, that might be okay. And now, of course, it's his favorite thing to do. And I can tell you, he usually complains about anything we do that's not on the computer. This is like the one thing that he asks me, is it a camp week or no? And when I say no, he's like, ugh, Oh, well. So he looks forward to going. And they've done, Kathy's done so many amazing activities. And when I asked him that question, I said, what do you like the best about it? He goes, well, we just do unique things that you don't do anywhere else. And he, and you know, I love being around other kids that are like me. And I think the fact that Nancy and Kathy have made it a fun place to be, not a school place. It's not a therapy. It's just fun. It's hanging out with other kids who are interesting and cool. That's why it's a huge, there's a huge strength there.
Oh, great. And how long has your son been attending this camp?
Well, this is his first session. They're just finishing it up. So he's been going there. He's done 4 weeks, 5 weeks, and has done amazing stuff, built a do-it-yourself gumball machine, which is in our kitchen with M&Ms, and we're all eating tons of M&Ms. Thank you guys for that. You know, building things, making presents, cards. They had what was it called? The Snowman Run? Is that what it was?
Snowman Obstacle
The Snowman course. Obstacle Course. And they showed a picture of it. They were in a room with a bunch of those foam peanuts.
Styrofoam peanuts.
And they were blowing up in the air, like with a blower. So the kids were like, they were running through snow. You know, we don't get snow here. So just, you know, he's gone for not that long, but he just loves it. And I think he's probably going to want to keep going. And I'm just hoping other kids will and parents will understand and hear about it, because it's so special and such a great privilege to be able to go there and see him love it.
Oh, good. Now, Kathy or Nancy, do either of you have any quotes from other kids?
There is a quote from a participant who did leave for college. She attended 4 years, and she said, I enjoy being around the other kids who are like me and making friends.
Oh, that's very nice. Now, Laura, when you found out your son had Asperger's syndrome, what was your and his reaction?
Well, at first, I did not want to accept it. My son is very verbal and very creative and very smart, and I really didn't want to have that be a factor in our lives, because I knew, as I was an English teacher for many years, and I knew how hard that is for kids in school. So at first I resisted it, and my husband kept saying, well, I think maybe this is what's going on. And I said, no, it's not that. It's something else. But eventually I had to accept it. And when I did accept it, I started to do a lot of research and read, because that's what I do. I'm a teacher. And I started to figure out that a lot of the kids who have Asperger's are actually, I look at him more like he's a gifted person. He has a different way of looking at the world. And all of those kids do. They, you know, how I explain it to him is that most people are like gasoline-powered cars, and they're fine. But some kids with Asperger's are more like electric cars. They're not wrong, but they run on a totally different system. And once I figured that out and he understood that, then he was, you know, he wasn't ashamed of it. Because we were all trying to deal with it once we figured it out. And he was kind of like, should I tell people? Is it wrong? Is it bad? Did I do something wrong? You know, he was trying to figure out what he had done wrong, which broke my heart, of course. And then I decided, okay, we need to be positive. So now he'll go into a store or anywhere and go, well, you know, I have slight Asperger's, just so you know. You know, so he kind of owns it now, which is good.
And when was your son diagnosed?
I guess we started to have issues with him when he was younger in kindergarten, but a lot of times Asperger's doesn't get diagnosed till much later because kids don't have the verbal skills that people need to assess them. So I think he's probably had it since birth, but I guess an official diagnosis probably about the third grade, which seems to be just from anecdotal evidence where a lot of boys start showing those kinds of signs and start having problems in school, especially.
Okay. And has his adjustment to Asperger's been smooth, or have there been challenges?
Well, smooth I would not use as an adjective. No. Challenges, yes, for sure. We've had issues with lots of different things with schools. Schools are difficult for kids with Asperger's, I think. I think it's getting better because there's more of an awareness, but it's always difficult because those kids just don't do well in huge groups. And in California, many of our classes are, you know, 35, 40 kids. That's a standard size for a regular classroom. And most kids that I've met with Asperger's don't do well in huge crowds. So he had issues there. He had challenges there. Today, we've actually had lots and lots of arguments and meetings and things. We finally have him in a very good place and have services for him. But it took an awful lot of work. It's like a second job, really, for parents who have kids like this. So there are resources, but they're hard to find, and you have to really be diligent in pushing for your kid. You have to really advocate for your kid.
And how would you describe Camp Onward?
I fell in love with it the first day we went up there because when you drive up to it, I guess what it feels like is almost like you're going through the wardrobe in Narnia, because there's this beautiful big wrought iron fence and you drive through it and it's just this sense of peace and, I don't know, pure air, you know, and just really silent and beautiful. And then when you walk into the house where the camp centers, it just feels like you're going home. It's like you're going into your home. It's beautiful, comfortable. It feels like there's always cookies baking, even if there aren't. It's just the kind of place that you want to be. So when we found this and Kathy, you know, took us up there, I felt so happy that Noel would have a place where I knew he would be safe and cared for in the way that I care for him, and that he would find other people that he really could relate to and talk to, and that he would have that opportunity. Because in a lot of places, kids like him don't have that. They don't fit, and people don't know what to do with them, like in regular camps and whatnot.
Okay. Now, Nancy, did you want to tell us more about the staff members and volunteers who work at the camp?
I think that they make it happen. I really do. What Laura was saying, relating to the kids, my daughter, Aaliyah, she's 29, but she's like a big kid. She and Miriam Lopez, who has volunteered with us since the very beginning. Miriam started, she was a junior in high school at Grossmont when she started with us, and she's now at Grossmont College. The two of them are absolutely amazing with these kids. They can relate to just about any topic that is brought up, from Pokemon to Doctor Who to things I've never heard of. Doesn't matter. These two know all about it. And they're more than willing to get in there, be physical. They chase each other. One of the big wins on obstacle courses is when you come to the end and you're on horseback, you get to dip a cup in water and dump it over poor Aaliyah's head. And she's a great sport for anything like that. And then our other two long-term volunteers, my husband Mike and our daughter-in-law's father, his name is Bill Conway. The two of them have been amazing. They work with the kids in the area of building and construction. Bill is a retired construction worker, contractor. He gets after those kids that started not being able to tell the difference between a hammer and a screwdriver, end up practicing with welding. They've built an entire huge garden, raised bed garden. They've built tables. They've built chicken coops. The kids are amazing. It's really a working ranch. So when you come out, you're put to work, whether it's cooking, whether it's gardening, whether it's learning veterinary work with horses. We've tried it all, and they have responded beautifully.
Okay, very nice. Now, Nancy, did you have any last thoughts you would like to share with our listeners?
Mainly, you don't know until you try it. And the kids, you're welcome to come on out. Really, anytime. Give us a call. Someone's always up there, and we welcome people coming up. We love to show the place off. We don't have cookies all the time, but if we know you're coming, we'll be glad to bake them. Yeah, so give it a go.
Okay. Kathy, did you have any last thoughts you wish to share?
Just that you can never judge a book by its cover, and that goes the same as with the students, the campers, and the camp. Give it a try. You're always welcome.
Okay. Now, Laura, did you have any last thoughts you wish to share?
Yeah, I would just say that for parents of kids with Asperger's, this is an incredible opportunity to have your child be in a place where they are unconditionally accepted and loved. And that is a rare thing. And if you have a kid on the spectrum, you know what I'm talking about. So if you do, please check it out. And especially because it's for teens and there aren't a lot of things for them. Please, please come and check it out. You'll be very relieved and happy to find a great place for your kid.
Okay, great. Now, this is Janice Russell with East County Magazine and People Power, and I just interviewed Nancy Hagen, the founder of Camp Onward. Kathy Gerstenberg, the director of Camp Onward, and Laura Preble, whose son has been attending Camp Onward. Thank you very much, ladies. And you can also read an article about this interview at www.eastcountymagazine.org, which will come out very shortly.